Thank you. The principles of what you have been hearing on these last several radio broadcasts are laid out in a 20-page booklet titled Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People. That is part of our May packet of literature, which you can have free and postpaid by writing to me, Pastor Sheldon Emring, at America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I also have a larger book that gives this story in much greater detail, goes into Bible prophecy, into the history of the world during the last several centuries, relates the conditions of today to the fulfillment of these prophecies, and finally, the destruction of the money power known as Mystery Babylon and the ushering in of Christ's kingdom on the earth. That book is 100 pages, and you can have that for an offering of only $1 to America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, and ask for the book Coming Soon, America Without Debt, Crime, or War. That is 100 pages for an offering of only $1. If you cannot remember all of the title, just ask for the book Coming Soon. Also, I have had so many letters on these last broadcasts that we have decided to make these three radio broadcasts available on cassette tape. That will be the one you are about to hear, plus the last two, all on one 90-minute cassette for an offering of $2.50. These three radio broadcasts on Mystery Babylon, the money power, by sending an offering of $2.50 to me. We'll give the address again once or twice during this program so you can write it down. But let's get to our Bible study now. Last week we saw, by reading a number of verses in Revelation 17 and Revelation 18, that Mystery Babylon's power over the earth was primarily economic, not religious, as so many of us have been told. And she was a worldwide ruling system. Verse 18 of Revelation 17 said she was that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Her destruction, described in Revelation 18, shows us that the merchants of the earth and those who had ships in the sea would cry because their wealth or their ability to make great fortunes would be gone when Babylon was destroyed. That this Babylon was responsible for all of the wars, plunder, and murder of the earth is made obvious by the last verse of Revelation 18. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. That worldwide system a ruling economic and money power exists today. It is the great Antichrist system prophesied by all of the prophets and by the Lord Jesus Christ. This, of course, is what we were talking about when we were reading the prophet Joel, where Joel speaks of these locusts and caterpillars and cankerworms who would come into God's land of Israel and would actually eat up their wealth and produce. And three times, as we saw during the last several weeks, Joel was given to call the house of Israel, God's people, to a fast. And I believe that I should show you that that was a call not to abstain from food, but to do something that God had a scriptural fast for his Israel people. Turn with me to the 58th chapter of Isaiah, for here God tells us what the fast is that he desires the children of Israel to keep. In the first verse, we find the prophet ordered to cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. In other words, before Israel, before God's chosen people in Christendom, can turn and carry on this scriptural, God-ordained fast, they must understand what they are doing wrong. They must be shown their transgressions and their sin. He speaks of them as a religious people. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God, and our people do. Tens of thousands of them will gather in stadiums to hear Billy Graham preach. About half of our people attend some sort of a church every week. But we must be sinning and transgressing in a way we know not, or else why would God, according to Joel, allow these locusts, whom God identifies as a nation or an alien people, to come into this land and rob and plunder and spoil us? And verse 3 and 4 describe other evidence of religiosity, not obedience, but religion. God asked in verse 5, "Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day of the Lord?" The answer is obviously no, and then God proceeds to tell us what the fast is he desires and will recognize. Listen, Isaiah 58, verse 6. "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke." Yes, God Almighty says to his Israel people, "I want you to break the power of the plunderers who have placed these heavy burdens of debt upon my people, who oppress them, rob them, and plunder them." He goes on, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh." As you can see here, this fast is obviously economic and financial. It is not religious. It is not abstaining from eating. God desires that Israel would break the money power, the burden, and the yoke of debt and usury in the land. "That thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh." Do good to God's Israel people in God's Israel land. We have been convinced as a people that we are to deny our own race of people the goods of the earth and the wealth of the nation in order to send them into the hands of the alien, the foreigner, and the enemy. God says, no, you do this to your own flesh. And then listen to what will happen. God's Israel land, when we break this economic yoke. Verse 8, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity, or the speaking of lies." This, of course, has to do with the false teaching that deceives our people into thinking that this yoke, this burden, this money oppression and robbery is going to come sometime off in the future when some great Antichrist arises after the Christian people are gone. Nonsense. This yoke and this burden, the money power, the corruption, and the war and plunder is going to happen and is happening while God's Christian people are here on the earth. If the Christian people were to leave prior to the rise of this great Antichrist, why in the world would the angel have given John to write in Revelation 17 that he saw this mystery Babylon drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And why would he have written of Babylon's fall and destruction? That after she was destroyed, the people of the earth would realize that in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. This international money power that manipulates both world capitalism and world communism and brings about all wars has caused the death of at least 100 billion people in a little more than the last half century. Are the righteous being slain upon the earth? Of course they are, in numbers that boggle the mind and stagger the imagination. And yet our Christian people are still deceived by this doctrine that this will not happen until after we are all gone. And they are never told of Isaiah 58, where God says, Israel, you are ordained to destroy the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Now, in case I have some listeners who do not believe that that yoke and that burden is economic or has something to do with the international financiers and bankers, turn with me back to Isaiah 10. For here we have an entire chapter about this great worldwide money power. I will be able to spend just a few minutes on this now, but I did preach a sermon on this chapter some time ago titled Isaiah 10, The Destruction of Prophetic Assyria. That is available on cassette tape 2. And by the way, when you write to me for these things, we will send you a list of about 100 sermons available on cassette tape. Many of them are on this same subject. My address again, in case you didn't get it before, is Pastor Sheldon Emring, America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, and the zip code is 85010. All right, if you have your Bible now, turn to Isaiah 10. Let's begin to read in verse 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness which they have prescribed, and here's what their unrighteous laws and decrees do in the next verse, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. So here he is talking about an unrighteous law system that robs and plunders the people. But where does this money power operate, and what does it do? Let's drop down to verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. We have shown in other Bible studies that the United States of America is the Zion of Bible prophecy. This money power will be broken here in America, here in Zion. And then God describes what this money power does and attempts to do. Verse 13, for he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. Yes, these people who rule this mystery Babylon, this Assyrian, this money power of the earth, have robbed the treasures of the people of the earth, and they have put down the people of the earth. Every nation or people who have attempted to throw off the money control in the last half century have been destroyed by the money powers. We read on, verse 14. The Assyrian is in effect here speaking, and my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or beat. In other words, This Assyrian money and economic system is boasting in the sight of God that they have robbed the people and they have gathered all the earth, and no one dares oppose them. Now, we had read in Isaiah 58 of this fast, that this fast that God called for Israel to keep was to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. And here, lo and behold, in this chapter of Isaiah 10, we find that when this money power called here the Assyrian, which has robbed the people and gathered all the earth, is broken, that God says of it in verse 27, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." In other words, this money power of Isaiah 10, this robbery and plunder of all the earth, is called a burden and a yoke. Now, I believe that the destruction of this money power, shown here to come about because of the anointing, is because of God choosing Israel for his own. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ from the hand of all that hate us. Read Zechariah's prophecy of Jesus Christ in the first chapter of Luke, and you will see how the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually provided for the breaking of this burden and this yoke from off our shoulder. Now, in verse 26, the destruction is to come about in this manner. This is Isaiah 10, verse 26. "And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt." Now that destruction is spelled out in detail in the story of the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. I cannot cover that on these radio broadcasts, because that is a very long Bible study and a blessed one, which I covered in my church in 8 45-minute sermons. Yes, I preached 8 sermons, each of them about 45 minutes long, on this slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And in that study, I show the probable sequence of events from now right on through to the entire destruction of this Assyrian, of mystery Babylon, this money power over the earth. Now, if you would like to have that 6 hours of Bible studying on verse 26 of Isaiah 10, you may have that for an offering of $10. Ask for the series on the slaughter at the rock of Oreb. This is the story of Gideon, and much more, of course, than Gideon. 8 sermons for $10 on cassettes. You just ask for the sermons on Gideon or the sermons on the rock of Oreb. Those will be on that cassette list, by the way, that you will receive when you write to me. All right, before we run out of time, turn to the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, for here again is an entire chapter by the prophet Jeremiah of the release of Israel from the bonds of debt and usury, the bonds of the money power. Verse 7, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." In other words, this is the very end of the age where God's Israel people are going to be saved out of all of their trouble. How are they going to be saved? The very next verse, "For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds." And here's what the yoke and the bonds are. "And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him." This is what the bond, the burden, and the yoke is upon our people in America. Strangers, aliens, the locust, the alien nation, of people who have come into our land with their ungodly usury and bonds and indebtedness and mortgages and foreclosure and taxes. And they are robbing and plundering our people. They are serving themselves with our wealth. And you can read this almost daily in the paper of the great multi-billion dollar international corporations of finance, of oil, of trade and merchandise. They are making billions and billions of dollars, which they are taking from the American people. And our American people are going more in debt every year. The people of America, the workers and producers, who produce half of the wealth of the world every year, now are required to work about 5 1/2 months just to pay the taxes in the land. Are we a nation with a burden, a yoke, and a bond upon us? Of course we are. And this is what these prophets were talking about in Jeremiah, Isaiah, Joel, Ezekiel, and on and on. And of course in the book of Revelation also. In this Jeremiah 30, we also find the reason for the bond and the yoke upon us and the location where it will be broken. Verse 15, why criest thou for thine affliction? For thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Now in my book, Coming Soon, America Without Debt, Crime, or War, I have an entire chapter on God's law on economics and money. Usury or interest on money is forbidden, and we as a people are violating that law by allowing usury, and because of our violation, that usury or interest has become a weapon against us to destroy us. Why has it happened? Well, because of our sin in allowing this violation of God's law. But of course, when God breaks their power, we read this in verse 16. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee or rob thee shall be a spoil, and all they that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee. Remember, we read that in Isaiah 58, where God said, after we carried out and observed the fast that would undo the heavy burdens and break the yoke, and after that was broken, we read, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. After we finish this subject today as to how the locusts of 2 Chronicles 7:13 are eating us up with their ungodly usury and debt money system, going to begin a series on the pestilence of 2 Chronicles 7:13 and discuss the ill health of America and how we will be restored to good health when these things come to pass. Yes, Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. All of these prophecies are taking place now and will be fulfilled in the Zion of Bible prophecy, the United States of America, and more largely in Christendom. When would these happen? The last verse of Jeremiah 30 tells us, the fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath done it, and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. Yes, this is to happen in the very end of the age, and it will happen while God's Christian Israel people are here on the earth, and we will actually be God's weapons of war. God will use us as we use his word and obey to destroy the money power in the land. Now my time is up, but I would suggest for further reading, read Isaiah 13, which is a prophecy of Babylon, and you will find that it is to be destroyed in the day of the Lord, the same thing we read in Joel 1, verse 14 and 15. You'll also see it is to be destroyed by a shaking of the earth, which Paul wrote about in Hebrews 12, that Jesus would shake not only the heavens, but the earth. And then as Paul wrote, yet once more signifying the removing of those things that may be shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And what will remain when the money power is broken? Verse 28 of Hebrews 12. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Yes, when the power of Mystery Babylon, the economic money power that now rules the earth, is broken, that breaking will usher in the kingdom of God upon the earth. Praise ye the Lord. You write and ask for your free copy of my 20-page booklet, Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes and Debts to the People. That is free for the asking. Send $1 if you want the 100-page book, Coming Soon, America Without Debt, Crime, or War. We will send you a list of other literature and cassettes. The announcer will give the address in just a moment. Until next week when I return, Lord willing, goodbye. God bless you, read your Bible, and pray for Christian Israel in America.